Where product refers to goods and services offered, customer value focuses on what the customer wants and needs. The MNE should study consumer wants and needs in order to attract them with a good or service that they want to purchase. COVID-19 highlighted the fact that an organization's offering needs to balance efficiency with the human experience. Digital solutions may have enhanced efficiency in a time when technology became the primary means of connecting with consumers, but in a survey of over 2,500 global consumers conducted by Deloitte in 2020, 1 in 4 customers strongly felt that they would walk away from an organization that acted out of self-interest and turn towards one that reflected their values and elevated the human experience. This example shows us how important it is for the organization to focus on their customers' perspectives in the product decision. The prescribed book introduces the student to the standardization versus localization debate with regard to product or customer value decisions. In lessons 5 and 6, you were made aware of the pressures for local responsiveness versus the need for an operationally integrated MNE, the Integration Responsiveness Framework. Standardization offers the advantage of economies of scale to the MNE. At this point, you can refer back to Lesson 4, The Advantages of the MNE, to refresh your memory on economies of scale. Localization, on the other hand, offers a greater chance that the product will be successful in that market. Everything boils down to costs. While a highly customized product appeals to local consumers and provides them with increased value, it might not be possible for an organization to carry the costs of customizing their offering when they serve such a vast range of customers throughout the world. Nonetheless, many consumers are averse to standardized offerings, and the MNE must attempt to strike a balance. One recommendation is to review the unique set of features, design, name, and brand that can be focused on the target customer. Identify the most important aspects that require customization and maintain the other components to take advantage of global scale and reduce costs. Brands, for example, can be customized using multi-tier branding, which caters to different consumer segments. Without the consumer being aware that what they thought was a local brand is actually one of a portfolio of brands owned by a major multinational enterprise. Customization can also be done at different levels, from niche customers to country to region even. It may also depend on the nature of the product or service in relation to the culture of the market. Entertainment and food offerings need greater customization than construction materials, for example. You will learn more about segmenting the market in the rest of this section on the product decision.